The views expressed on the weekly wrap-up do not reflect those of Smash Africa. They are purely the opinions of Styx and Sansa. So if you got anything to say about it, fuck off. Just joking. You can just get at us, hit us on Twitter, whether it's constructive or deconstructive, we really don't care. We'll retweet it anyway. If you thought that the Black Friday specials are over, you thought wrong. Right here is a discount for the weekly wrap-up. You get 100% off listening pleasure. Of course, T's and C's apply. Data is not included. We'll always get you with the fine print.
And remember, Sansa, it's in black and white.
Funny enough, Black Coffee even dropped on a Black Friday.
I'm sure you guys are going to be trying to download that new Black Coffee EP on free mode.
Speaking of black things, Black Coffee dropped his new EP this past week titled Music is King. For those who don't know what the meaning of EP is, it's Enemy of Progress.
Hey, unamanga, man. It stands for Extended Play.
Black Coffee managed to stay true to his signature sound and featured the likes of Nduduzo Makatini, Mondi Ngobo, Msaki, Something Soweto, and so on and so forth. Mara, since this is just an EP, the best is yet to come. Pela Coffee is international. He's probably gonna cater for his international audiences by adding some cream into his brew of sound. We've already heard Drive, where he worked with David Guetta. We know he's worked with Usher, Pharrell, and No ID, thanks to his Insta post. So we in for an epic musical journey when it comes to Babes When Pharma is done with his full body of work. Roasters Coffee, we are your beans. I make $1 million a month. How about you? Make about 500k. Sometimes when I'm out of the country, I can make about $1 million a day. Some have even said you make about 56 million off one event, Cass. Issue. Talk about gaining weight in the right places, like your bank balance. Or at least that's what Dela Ngokubona, Radical Economic Transformation, and the Creative Workers Union of South Africa thought. This after Abuti Philip was rumored to be paid 56 bar from the Durban municipality for his Philip Moses Mabhida concert. Turns out the rumors were exactly that. Just rumors. I got questions though. What would have been wrong with Casper getting paid that amount of money to hold the concert at Mabhida? Does he deserve to be paid that much? If not, how much should he be paid? Why shouldn't he be paid? And then, Sporo, a whole drug lab at your plot. What's happening? If you haven't heard, drugs with an estimated street value of 50 million were found at Mike Sporo Mangena's plot in Randfontein.
Hold on. Wait a minute. A question that needs an answer. How can you not know what's happening in your own backyard? That's an own goal, Mangena.
Sporo, who's a popular soccer analyst and former Kaizer Chiefs and Morocco Swallow striker, was arrested. Grand Sharpie turned himself in after police raided his plot and found three men that live there. I doubt Sporo is guilty of drug manufacturing, probably just of being a negligent property owner. As a result, looks like Sporo's affairs have derailed. Kushuguti, he couldn't keep his house on track. So this week, momentum trended. This because one of their clients had a life insurance policy and tragically died from a botched hijacking.
Hold on. Sansa, you've lost your momentum. I need the same energy.
It's just that sticks when it comes to all the other stories. I know I'm insured, but when it comes to this one, I feel like I'm not covered.
Alright, we out.